Us, Genevieve.
And Annabelle from the Science Gals. And this week's episode's all about outer space and everything we know about it, or at least a bit. So let's start on something called the Big Bang. So, what exactly is the Big Bang?
Well, the Big Bang is basically the start of the universe.
The universe is quite confusing and interesting, and we don't really know too much about it.
But we do know when the Big Bang happened, everything was formed. There's actually a picture of the Hubble spaceship that took things closer, formed more recently than that things that formed less recently.
So, how do we know that things farther away formed less recently?
Well, I guess you have to know how to measure things in space. Duh. So, in our solar system, we measure things with astronomical units, AUs for short. One AU distance is distance from sun. From Earth to Sun, which is about 1.50 million kilometers. In the universe, you also measure things outside our solar system. When we measure things outside our solar system, we use light years.
But you said years. I thought we were measuring distances.
We are. A light year is how far light travels in a year.
Light travels about 9,460,528,000 kilometers in a year.
Wow, that's a lot. But why are we using kilometers? We're American.
Yes, we are American. But in science, you tend to use the metric system because it is more exact. And that consists of millimeters, centimeters, meters, and kilometers.
So now back to how we know that things farther away are formed less recently. We know because light has been traveling for such a long time, the light can't have been recent, for it has gotten us would have taken a very long time. So let's talk more about the mysterious part of the universe, black holes. So what is a black hole?
A black hole is pretty much a lack of matter. They suck things closer to them, and when things get past the event horizon, which is pretty much the point of no return, things can't get away. So I have a theory on black holes, and I think it is a common one, but I will briefly go over it. I'll talk about it more in depth on our blog, sciencegals.wordpress.com. But here is the main point. So if you have seen Star Trek, like me, you know that there's a room, the transmitter room, that can transmit, well, I guess it's the holodeck, really, that I'm talking about, but whatever, that can transmit patterns of living things. So what if black holes can kind of do the same thing? So, like, what if they're doorways into new universes? That's kind of, like, what my theory is. So now back to the episode. So, is there life outside Earth?
I think that's a question we all want to know. But the problem is we don't know. Aww. We don't know if there is life outside Earth. But I think life exists outside Earth. Even basic life, we don't know.
Well, that's it for this episode.
And this season.
Yep, next week you will get a special episode. Then the first ever week of season 2. Season 2 is all the parts of the human body.
Yay! Hope you're excited. We hope you are super excited.
So that's it. Till next week.
If you want to hear more from us, then we have a podcast called Hello World Podcast.
And a blog at sciencegals.wordpress.com. And if you want to say hi or have an idea, leave a message
on Anchor. Or email us at the.sciencegals.podcast@gmail.com. That will also be on our blog.
Yes, and in the description. So, thanks for listening. Bye!
Bye!